Dr. Rollington Ferguson, dictating cardiology consultation on patient Villacy, Willacy, first name Aubrey, Aubrey. The date of birth 02/12/1945. Date of evaluation May 5th, 2022. The referring physician Dr. Langford. The primary care physician, Dr. Anthony Jones. Chief complaint, 77-year-old male with history of hypertension, urinary symptoms, and hematuria, is referred for evaluation, period. The HBI, he apparently underwent cystoscopy in 2018, which was incomplete. Period. He then underwent a complete cystoscopy, period. Perioperatively, he was found to have a murmur, and he was referred for echocardiogram, period. The patient was then found to have moderate severe aortic stenosis. He reports easy fatigability and shortness of breath. He previously walked half a mile a day, but has found himself breathing a little bit harder, period. He has had no chest pain, period. The past medical history, one, hypertension, next number BPH, next number osteoarthritis of the left knee. Next number sepsis secondary to infection in the left knee. Next number acute kidney injury. The past surgical history, status post hyaluronic acid injection. Next number status post cystoscopy. Next number, arthrodesis of the left knee. Next number, benign lesion of the uvula. Medications, diltiazem CD 240 milligrams one daily, Lipitor 20 milligrams one daily, Lisinopril 30 milligrams one daily, Metformin 500 milligram, take 2 tablets in the a.m. and 1 p.m. Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams 1 hs, Trulicity 1 q weekly. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, a brother had intestinal cancer. Father died at age 97 following surgery for bladder cancer. Mother died at age 93, unknown cause. A cousin had a CVA. Social history, he does have history of alcohol use, period. Review of systems, constitutional, he reports occasional night sweats, eyes, he has impaired vision and wears glasses. Respiratory, he is noted to have a history of cigarette smoking and stopped in 2008. Vascular, he has edema off the left foot. Gastrointestinal, he reports constipation. musculoskeletal. He has left knee pain and swelling. Psychiatric, he has nervousness. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, the blood pressure left arm 191/91, right 210/100, pulse 66, respiratory rate 20, height 78 inches, weight 226.8 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The cardiovascular examination reveals a grade 2/6 systolic murmur present in the aortic region, period. Musculoskeletal demonstrates bilateral knee tenderness, period. There is an effusion present, period. This is slightly greater on the left and right side, period. Neck, he is noted to have a carotid bruit, period. The outside echocardiogram reveals normal left ventricular size and function, left ventricular ejection fraction 60%, moderate concentric left ventricular hypertrophy, moderate to severe aortic stenosis with mean gradient of 37 millimeters of mercury, no aortic regurgitation, no evidence of pulmonary hypertension, RV systolic pressure estimated to be 30-35%. The impression, this is a 77-year-old male with history of hypertension who incidentally was noted to have a murmur, period. He then underwent echocardiogram, which revealed evidence of moderate to severe aortic stenosis, period. The patient is noted to be symptomatic in that he has shortness of breath on exertion, period. He has noted a change in his exercise tolerance, period. The etiology of his dyspnea is most likely multifactorial. He has hypertensive heart disease, and his blood pressure is noted to be uncontrolled, period. He, as noted, has moderate to severe AS, period. The plan will need to optimize his blood pressure, period, if he has ongoing symptoms despite his treatment of his blood pressure, semicolon, he will then require evaluation for ischemic heart disease and his aortic stenosis, period. He may then require intervention for aortic stenosis, period. However, must first rule out major contribution coming from his very elevated blood pressure. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Aubrey Willisee.